Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 1, Session 11. 再次救赎其恩第一部分第十一讲。 我们继续讲 Reconciliation, 上帝与人和好, 罗马书第五章八到十一节。 这里有好几方面的考虑, 我们来到C, 第三方面要考虑到。 C, the reconciliation is something received. 上帝与我们的复合是我们领受的一件事。 Verse 11, we have received the reconciliation. 罗马书第五章第十一节, 英文是用领受这个字的。 符合呢是一个名词，中文呢就翻成我们借着我们主耶稣基督得与上帝和好，得与上帝和好。英文的意思是我们就领受了上帝与我们的和好。We have received the reconciliation. To say the least, it is most unreasonable to try to adjust or accommodate this notion to the idea of the removal of the laying aside of our enmity. 这个的概念就是我们领受与神的复合呢，假如要去调整它，迁就它，变成把我们的心里面的敌意拿走或者拿开呢，是最不合理的。
The concept here is one in which something is represented as made over to us as a free gift.
这里第十一节的概念呢，是说有一件事要送给我们，是白白免费的礼物。
It is of course true that it is by the work of God's grace in us that we are enabled to turn from enmity against God to faith, repentance, and love.
那当然，不错，是因为上帝的恩典在我们里面的大功，因此我们能够从抵挡神转回对神有信心、悔改和爱心。But
in the language of Scripture, this latter work of grace is not represented in such terms as are used here.
但是根据圣经的用词，后者就是这个在我们里面的恩典的工作，是我们从抵挡神转为信心、悔改和爱心。这个内在的恩典工作呢，圣经不是用好像符合这些的词汇的。
We can detect the inappropriateness of such a rendering if we try to paraphrase with such a concept in mind.
假如我们用这个概念，就是说，我们在神面前向他的敌意现在拿走了。假如用这个的概念来意义重新再翻译这节经文的话，我们就注意到这种的翻译是多么的不恰当。
We have now received the removal of our enmity.
现在我们领受了我们的敌意的挪开,
or we have now received the laying aside of our enmity.
现在我们领受了我们在神面前向他的敌意的拿开或者放开，是不恰当的。
It's unreasonable, inappropriate.
On the other hand, 但是反过来说, if we regard the reconciliation as the free grace of God in the removal of alienation from God, 但是假如我们认为复合的意思是指上帝白白的恩典，在于上帝拿走了我们与神的隔离,
and acceptance into his favor,
那 上帝的白白恩典呢，不单单是拿走上帝永远的隔离，另外就是我们被他接纳，领受他的恩宠。
Then it all becomes coherent and meaningful. 这样子的话, 一切都成为贯通和有意义。 What we have received is reinstatement in the favor of God. 我们所领受的乃是上帝恢复我们在他面前恩宠的地位。 How consistent with the terms of the passage and with the rejoicing of the apostle to say, we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom now we no longer suffer alienation from God, but have been received into favor and peace with Him.
我们若与使徒保罗一样的很喜乐的说, 透过我们的主耶稣基督,我们在神里面喜乐, 因为透过耶稣基督,我们不再遭受 与神隔离，上帝反过来接纳我们进入到他的恩宠和与他和睦的关系里面。这样的说法，岂不是非常的与这段经文的内容概念非常的一致吗？第一，第四方面，第一，
Paul says that it was while we were yet enemies that we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, verse 10.
保罗说,就是当我们仍然是上帝的敌人,仇敌的时候,透过上帝的儿子的死呢,我们与神和好了。第十节。The
same word is used in this passive sense in Romans 11:28.
同一个字,在罗马书第十一章二十八节,也是这样子,有这样子的。 有这样子一种的被动的意思的，罗马书第十一章第二十八节是这样说的：旧的福音说他们为你们的缘故是仇敌，旧的拣选说他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。In
this, if this sense is adopted, the antithesis instituted between enmity and reconciliation is exactly that between alienation and reception into divine favor.
假如我们采用这个意义，就是说，做神的敌人呢是上帝与我们隔离，不是我们对他什么敌意。假如我们采取这个意思的话呢，那么为敌和符合这个的对立呢，就是指 上帝与我们隔离和上帝接纳我们进入到他的恩宠里这个的对立。This
would corroborate the foregoing argument.
这里就进一步的证实上面我们的论点。As
to the meaning of reconciliation, 就是说符合的意义是什么。But even if the word enemies be understood in the active sense of our hostility to God, 但是就算 仇敌、为敌这个字是被理解为我们主动的向上帝的敌意的话呢，the same sense of reconciliation would have to be maintained. 我们仍然需要坚持符合的意义。How
could any other interpretation comport with the argument of the apostle?
还有其他任何的论点是符合使徒保罗的论点吗？ It could scarcely be said,
我们不可能这样说嘛，说
If being active enemies of God, our enmity was removed by the death of His Son, how much more, having had our enmity removed, shall we be saved by His life?
这样说是不可能的，就是说，假如我们既然是主动的做神的仇敌，我们的敌意就由他的儿子的死 挪去了。既然是如此，既然是如此呢？我们的敌意既然挪去了，我们更不是因为他的生命而得救吗？这个是不可能的一个的理解，一种的解释的。现在我们来到第二段经文。Now
the second passage. 2 Corinthians 5:18-21.
哥林多后书第五章18到21节。
我先读一次. I'll read it in Chinese.
一切都是出于上帝，他借着基督使我们与他和好。 又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们，这就是上帝在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。第二十节，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像上帝接我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与上帝和好。 上帝使那无罪的，或者说不知罪的，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为上帝的义。It
will serve to confirm what we have found in Romans 5:8-11 to set forth the salient features of the teaching of this passage.
我们要提出。 这段经文的教训的一些最显而易见的一些特点，这样子呢，就可以证实我们在罗马书第5章8到11节所发现的教训。这里有A,
B, C, D, E 5方面的特点 ，five salient features. A, 第一个特点。 A.
The reconciliation is represented as a work of God.
保罗这里表示呢，复合是上帝的工作。It
begins with God and it is accomplished by Him.
复合是由上帝开始的工作，是由上帝成就的工作。All
things are of God. Who reconciled us to himself, verse 18.
一切都是出于上帝。他借着基督使我们与他和好。第十八节。God
was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, verse 19.
上帝在基督里，是上帝在基督里叫世人与自己和好。第十九节。This
emphasis upon divine monergism. 这里所强调的是上帝单方面的工作。Advises us that, 就向我们指出，reconciliation
is a work that does not as such draw within the scope human action.
复合这件工作呢，本身在它的范围里面，并不把人的动作、人的作为引进来的，就是没有人的工作的。
As accomplishment, it does not enlist nor is it dependent upon the activity of men.
作为一件成就的作为呢，上帝并没有征募人的活动，也不依靠人的作为的。所以第一点，A,
the work of God 是上帝所做的。B, 第二方面的特点。
Reconciliation is a finished work.
复合是已经完成的一个工作。The
tenses in verses 18, 19, and 21 put this beyond doubt.
我们看到第十八节、第十九节和第二十一节的时态就毫无疑问了。It
is not a work being continuously wrought by God.
复合不是一件上帝不断地做成的，继续在做成的工作。It
is something accomplished in the past. 乃是一件在过去已经成就的工作。God
is not only the sole agent.
上帝不单单是唯一那位做成者，but
also the agent of the action already perfected.
更是这些已经完成的工作的 做成者。C,
第三的特点。Salient feature C.
That in which the reconciliation consisted is expounded for us in this passage.
复合是在于什么呢? 就它的内容是什么呢? 在这段经文为我们解释了。Verse
21, 第21节。Him
who knew no sin, he made to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
上帝使那无罪的或者不治罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为上帝的义。
This clearly points us to the vicarious sin-bearing of Christ as that which brought the reconciliation into being. 这里很清楚地向我们指出，是基督代罪的、替代的那个担当罪的大功，使符合成为事实。This
forensic character of the reconciliation
符合有一个法律上的特性。
It's also born up in verse 19.
这个符合的法律的性质呢，在第十九节也是显出的。Where
not reckoning to them their trespasses is related to the reconciling of the world as the explanation of that in which reconciliation consists or as the consequence in which it issues.
不算他们的罪，上帝这个的工作呢，是与上帝与世界和好有关的。不算他们的罪，就解释了符合究竟是怎么一回事，符合在于上帝不算他们的罪，不算他们的罪，也是符合所带来的后果。
所以符合本身就是不算他们的罪，结果就是上帝不算我们的罪，简单的说，称义。In
either case, 就是不论你是在看符合的所成就的工作，还是那个后来的结果。In
either case, reconciliation has its affinities with the non-imputation of trespasses. In either case, reconciliation has its affinities with the non-imputation of trespasses. In either case, reconciliation has its affinities with the non-imputation of trespasses rather than with any subjective operation.
无论你是看符合的 成就或者后果，符合是与上帝不归算罪，不论你是看符合的工作还是符合的后果，符合是与上帝不归算罪有关，而不是与上帝在我们里面做成什么工作啊，什么除去敌意，不是的。第四方面的特点。
Salient feature D. This accomplished work of reconciliation is the message committed to the messengers of the gospel, verse 19.
这个上帝已经成就的复合大功，就是交托给福音使者的信息，第十九节。It
constitutes the content of the message.
这个成就了的复合工作呢, 是构成信息的内容的。But
the message is that which is declared to be a fact.
但是所宣讲的信息是要宣讲一个事实。Conversion,
it ought to be remembered, is not the gospel.
这里我要解释一下,conversion这个字就是归正,就是回转,就是信心和悔改的总和。回转,我们要记得,不是福音本身。
It is the demand of the gospel message and the proper response to it.
回转是福音信息向人的要求，也是人对福音信息的正确的回应。Any
transformation which occurs in us, 在我们生命里头所发生的任何的改变, is the effect in us of that which is proclaimed to have been accomplished by God.
我们里面的改变是什么呢? 乃是圣经所宣称上帝所成就的大功, 在我们里面的效果。The change in our hearts and our minds presupposes the reconciliation. 在我们里面，我们的心思意念的改变有一个前提，符合是我们心中改变的前提，就是先有的符合，我们才会有心思意念的改变的，才会有信心跟悔改等等。Salient feature E, 第五个特点。The exhortation, be ye reconciled to God, verse 20. 第二十节的劝告，你们要与神和好。The exhortation should be interpreted in terms of what we have found to be the ruling conception in reconciliation. 如何解释你们要与神和好的劝告呢？要根据我们已经看到符合里面最重要的概念。It means, 它的意思就是说 be no longer in a state of alienation from God. 不要继续存在在一个与上帝隔离的状况里。But enter rather into the relation of favor and peace established by the reconciliatory work of Christ.你要进入到基督复活大功所建立的恩宠和平安这个关系里面，你要进入到那个关系里面。Take advantage of the grace of God, 要善用上帝的恩典 ，and enter into this status of peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. 你要进入到透过我们的主耶稣基督所建立的与神和睦的这个的地位里面，要进入到这个地位里面。结论 ，conclusion. The reconciliation of which the Scripture speaks, as accomplished by the death of Christ, contemplates therefore the relation of God to us. 圣经所宣告的复合，就是基督的死所成就的复合，所想到的。乃是上帝与我们的关系。It presupposes a relation of alienation. 复合的前提是有一个隔离的关系。And it effects a relation of favor and peace. 复合大功带来的果效就是恩宠和平安或者和睦的一个关系。This new relation is constituted by the removal of the ground for the alienation.这个新的关系是如何构成的呢？就是透过挪去隔离的理由。The ground is sin and guilt. 隔离的理由就是罪和罪孽。The removal is wrought in the vicarious work of Christ. 隔离的挪走是由基督代罪大功所做成的。When he was made sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 就是当他为我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为上帝的义。在当他在十字架上成就这个的时候呢，就挪走了上帝与我们的隔离。Christ took upon himself the sin and guilt, the condemnation and the curse of those on whose behalf he died.那些基督为谁死呢？为这些人死。这所以耶稣基督是为这些人呢，在他身上承担了这些人的罪，这些人的罪孽、定罪和咒诅。This is the epitome of divine grace and love. 这个是上帝恩典跟爱的巅峰。It is God's own provision.这个是上帝所提供的 and it is his accomplishment, 是上帝所成就的。God himself, in his own son, has removed the ground of offense. 上帝亲自透过他的儿子已经挪走了触他愤怒的这个理由。And we receive the reconciliation. 我们领受他与我们和好。It is the message of this divine performance, perfected and complete. that is addressed to us in the gospel. 福音向我们宣称的就是这个上帝所做的大功的信息。这个大功是已经完成了，是完整的一个大功。
And the demand of faith is crystallized in the plea that is uttered on behalf of Christ. And as of God, be reconciled to God.
而这个福音信息所要求的是信心，就是在这个劝告里面。 代表基督，代表神所发出的劝告，你们要与神和好。
Believe that message. Believe that the message is one of fact.
你要相信这个信息是事实。
And enter into the joy and blessing of what God has wrought.
要进入到上帝所成就的喜乐和蒙福的状态的关系里面。
Receive the reconciliation.
你们要领受这个复合。
我们下一讲就开始讲，在顺服之下第四个特定的概念就是救赎。
In the next session, we begin the fourth specific category under obedience, and that is redemption.